My name is Opal Jones. It's September 20th, 2023. We're recording in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm with Brenda Armour, who is my colleague at Doorways.
My name is Brenda Armour. This is September the 20th, 2023, St. Louis, Missouri. I'm interviewing with Opal Jones, my colleague.
Great. Well, Miss Brenda, I'm so glad we could spend this time together because you're one of my favorite people at Doorways.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. And I like to call you the mother or the heartbeat of Cooper House.
You can call me that, baby, because that's sometimes that's the way I feel.
Yeah. So maybe we should start by explaining what Cooper House is before we kind of get into your background.
Okay.
Because you've been our longest tenured employee both at Cooper House and the agency. So tell us what Cooper House is in your mind.
It is a place, safe place, to house persons with HIV and AIDS, make them better, let them express themselves, make them live better, and get better and to be able to be out in the world and just live peaceful.
That's a great explanation if you would have asked me as our official spokesperson. I would have said it's a licensed residential care facility for people with advanced living illness, living with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
We care for folks from all over the state with the idea that we're going to help them get better with their physical health and then work through those other social determinants of health so that they can ultimately go out into the world and live independently.
Right.
If that is the best path for them. But of course, you said it so much more succinctly and eloquently than I could have. So, Brenda, tell me about when you were growing up and a little bit about that, what your family was like and what you thought you might be as an adult.
I came from a big family, and I was raised in Louisiana on a big farm, okay? My father and mother had a lot of land, and we worked. That's why I'm not partial to work now. It's just like I love to do what I do. So I would have to say we had a very happy life, but a very busy life, different from the city life, and a really togetherness life. We was all together, and I think that has instilled in me today for what I do for my family and how I work with my job.
Okay, what did you all farm?
Everything. Everything, cotton, soybeans, everything. My father and his brother was left land, and we worked it. I came to St. Louis when I got married, and I raised my children here in St. Louis, Missouri. I have 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. I'm so proud of all of that.
I know you are because you bring them to all of our fundraisers.
I know, and they are so special about where I work at, and I love where I work.
Yeah, I know you do.
I do.
How old were you when you got married and moved to St. Louis?
19.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about raising your kids and going to work. Because did you always work? Were you a stay-at-home mom for some of that? Or
I stayed at home when the children were really small because I was married then. But when I got a divorce, I had to work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I worked 2 or 3 jobs just to make ends meet with 3 children by myself. I've always told my children that just by me being black and single, people will look at us as being statistic. And I told my kids, we're not going to be a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be just like anybody else.
That's right. And so what kind of work did you do? You said you worked like 3 jobs if you had
I wait tables at Red Lobster. I did hair, and I food service. Food service has always been my number one. Mm-hmm. But when I had to make extra money, I had to do it. As long as you make extra money and decently, it's good.
That's right.
It's good.
So you were in food service for a while.
I was in food service all my life, pretty much. I've been cooking ever since I was 8 years old. So every job that I've had, basically, I started off in senior care at nursing facilities. And then I come to Doorways. I never thought I'd be an employee of Doorways. Never thought that.
So tell me how you first heard about the job at Doorways. Because the organization was young at that time.
Prior to coming to Doorways, I worked for the Lutherans for almost 12 years. Our contract ended there. All of the managers, that was a facility house, at least 200 people. We always stayed around like 180 or whatever. But we lost our contract, and so all of the managers, which was three of us, a production manager, a clinical manager, and our district manager. And when we lost our contract there, we had 30 days to find another job. And he told me that I could come to one of his retirement centers out in St. Peter's. I was like, that's too far because my car is on one leg. So I don't think I'm going to make it that far. So I said, I think I need to find somewhere in the city. And I seen an ad in the paper for Doorways. It says Doorways, an interfaith program that houses persons with HIV and AIDS. And I thought, no, I never worked for that. I was a little reluctant. So I went to my family and I told them about Doorways and everything. They go, are you sure? And I said, yeah, I want to. I want to do something different. And that's what I did. I came and applied, and here I am now, 26 years. 26 years later.
Yeah.
And I love, and I can't even tell you what Doorways has done for me. Even though I've helped residents to do better, I've been better myself. Doorways has made me better, a better person, because so many things. Don't be judgmental. Look out into the picture. See the big screen. We all different. And I learned so much. God, I guess that's my passion. Really, it is. And talk about where I work, it just makes me feel good. Okay.
Well, and you, a big part of the story. So I know you were hired prior to the building, Cooper House, Cooper House facility being open. So tell me about those early days.
Early days when I first interviewed with Lynn Cooper, that was way back in the day in the 1986. And nothing was established in the kitchen. It was just boxes of stuff that was donated from U.S. Food to us, because U.S. Food was a big part of Doorways getting established and everything. So my thing was to come in and get that. After they said that I had the position, they said you can start the first of the year, but it was like the day after Christmas. I was like, it's too much. I'm going to want to start now. And that's what I did. Lynn gave me some volunteers to help me out, and I got started. Doorways was like my baby from the ground up.
It's okay to cry. So those first few years, what was it like working with the residents? Because that was a different time. You talking about in the 90s, mm-hmm. This is before the antiretrovirals mm-hmm. came mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you remember a lot of our residents back then mm-hmm. passed away. And would even have clients that didn't want to go to Cooper House because in their mind that meant that they were at the end. So tell me about like that first 5 years.
First 5 years when people came in, they was really, really, really sick. Now they come in, they not so sick. They just need help to stay on the right track. But back then, they was really, really sick. And you had to be very careful with them. You had to help them with their diet because a lot of those guys was on drugs, homeless, just a lot of things, feeling bad about themselves because they was HIV positive. You know, it's not like that now. I felt a sense of loyalty to just show them that how invaluable their life was. I remember I had a young lady come in. She only weighed about 78 pounds. And she was really, really below her ideal body weight. She wanted to give up. And they told me in the kitchen she won't eat. And I went up to her room, and I knew she had two little girls. And I said, do you want your little girls to see you like this? You could eat. And I just found out you got to go right in deep on them and say, what is it that you think you could eat? And that's how I got her to eat. When she left our facility, she probably was about 140 pounds.
Well, you known to put weight on people. Some of us have a personal testimony.
She came to the kitchen and said, look at me. She showed a little shape. I was so proud of that she did better. So back in the day, people was not as well as they are now. They didn't have the type of medication. We've almost got down to one pill.
Mm-hmm.
One pill.
Yeah, that's a miracle.
And they used to have a lot of pills to take. That was a problem, too. So a lot of things have changed, and I'm so proud of that, too, that things have changed. People don't have to live like that no more. And I'm proud of the fact that we have facilities that will house so many people, to help so many people, not just them, with their families, too, when they're raising children. You know, it's so many things that Doorways has done for people, outreach programs. When I came to Doorways, I had no knowledge. Now I have all the knowledge. I was scared because I thought I didn't know anything about HIV. So, and my family didn't know. They was like, okay. I go, I'm going to do it. And it was the best thing in my life. Really, not just me helping them, it has helped me too. Financially, mentally, emotionally, everything, I've been helped. And I love what I do.
And it shows.
I love what I do.
It shows, and we can all taste it. One of the things that endears me to you is that, you know, not only do you, you know, provide the service to our clients and make sure they're well nourished and just, you know, provide that sense of love, really, because you think about in anybody's house, the kitchen is the warm, where the hearth is and where the heart is, you know, and you provide that for that facility. But it also strikes me that you've been a mentor for a lot of people who've come and gone working in and out of that kitchen.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about some of that?
Oh, God. I've had a lot of staff that has gone. Some of them have died.
Mm-hmm.
My staff members have died. Some of them have gone to get better jobs, went to get an education. That was just maybe a Passover. You know, I had some young people that, hey, I'm in college. I just want to work here. And when they finished college, they moved on. I have some people that stayed with me for a long time, and they just died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been at Doorways for almost 27 years.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it has made me grow. Really, it has. And some of the staff members that I have now, they like my family, and sometimes I get ticked off with them, but they still my family. Well, I get ticked.
Kudos to you. It's not hard to keep a dietary staff, any kind of food service staff, you know, in place for as long. And you've got folks who worked with you, like you said, many years. And
yes.
They're all part of that family feeling in that facility, you know.
Yes. And sometimes when they say to me, Miss Brenda, but he cursed me. He didn't do. I said, do you know what he's going through? Always figure the cause first before you jump and get mad or get angry about, because you don't know what they're feeling inside. You don't know what they're going through. We go home every day to our life, but you don't. They got to stay here until they get better. I was in the hospital for 2 days and I almost freaked out just because I had a kidney stone. So what did these, you know what I'm saying? You have to look at the cause. So then you don't get so tied up into your feelings. It ain't about you. It's about them. There you go, telling us about. Well, and here you go, the strong or bear the fiction of the week.
Yeah.
I'll tell them that in a minute. Because we strong, we supposed to be strong, right?
Yeah.
We help the weak until they get strong.
Ideally, that's the way it's supposed to work, if we're doing it right.
You're doing it right, you will get the satisfaction in your life if you do other people right. I don't care what they say to you. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. That's how I look at it. And don't hold grudges because somebody was upset and said something bad to you. Let it go. You know, I don't care if they do curse me or do say something bad to me. I might approach them and say, have I ever said anything bad to you? Once you throw that to them like that, they'd be like, you haven't. And they'll come back to me and say, Miss Brenda, I'm sorry. It's over with. It's over. So that's how I deal. Not always good situations, but you make the situation the way you want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's can be a tough clientele to work with at times.
My mother used to say something like, when it say tough, I go, Mother, it was tough. She said, it's a tough titty, but the milk's okay.
Well, how do you top that? I do not know. So you've been doing this now, you say almost 27 years. What is keeping you motivated?
They need me. I feel I'm needed. When Ryan tell me, oh, I miss you. You was off the weekend. I miss you. You my girl. And that made me feel so good. And I go, you my baby. You know that, don't you? He goes, I'm number one, right? And I go, yep.
Did you make him a good birthday feast?
Always.
Oh, because he's going to ask about his birthday.
His birthday just passed. Oh, we celebrated, baby. Yes.
I know. He told me about it when I was there. He was like, my birthday. I was like, I know. Brenda, we didn't mention ages at the beginning of this because we're both trying to be delicate around that.
But you can ask.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ask your age, but you've had a long career, a storied career in this work. You know, you've been written up about your role at Doorways and won awards and so forth. Do you foresee a retirement on the horizon? And if so, what does that look like?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lonely? Without them? I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do. Really, my kids are grown. My grandkids are grown. Then I got great-grandkids. I just like to stay busy. I like to stay busy doing something. I don't care. I don't know how I could go. My sister said, I thought you said you were going to retire. I'm like, yeah. But I don't want to go home. I mean, I'm physically, God has blessed me so well with my health and strength. And it's like I still can give back until I can't give no more. How about that? You want me to go?
Absolutely not.
I don't want to go, baby.
As we both know, I can cook in the kitchen, but I'm no replacement for you.
You can make some good chili, though.
Well, I did do that time.
You did good, because they talk about that right now.
Well, I need to plan another day. I was just thinking about that, where I can come and cook for the residents.
I would love that.
I miss that.
I would love that. And then in October, we're supposed to have a seafood boil. I would love for you to come over with that.
Oh, well, all you got to do is give me enough
notice. Baby.
I am traveling a bit
know,
in October.
I know.
But if you give me enough notice, I'll come over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seafood, how am I going to turn that down?
Well, we have. And it's just so many people that I met, too, like out at Price Memorial. If I tell them we're having a seafood boil and it's very expensive, they don't care. They say, well, how much do you need? And they give it to me. It's just a blessing for Doorways and myself that people care about us and what we do. You know?
Yeah, the community's been really good to
I us. I met so many nice people. You just don't know, that gives and do and volunteers for us. You know, that
is
what.
A lot of that is you. You have an infectious personality. And
yeah, but
people want to be around you.
I just love the fact that they want to help Doorways. And if I am a carrier of that, so be it. So be it. But I have a lot of people that help me out and give money to Doorways. And I'm just so proud for that. I'm very proud of that. You know, working for a senior citizen, you expect seniors to be 80 and 90 and to pass. You don't expect people that's 20. You want them to live and have a productive life, just like you. And so, yeah, I would never go back to senior citizen. I never could, because it's too dying. I want to be in a place that live, or hoping for live, for life. That's what I want. So, yeah. I got my training from Lutheran. They sent me to school. I'm certified through the state of Missouri. That's all good and dandy. But what I do now is more important than that. Very important to me.
Yes, ma'am. So I've been asking you all of these questions. What would you like to ask me?
Since you are the president and CEO and you have two wonderful children, I sometimes think, how does she juggle all that and still maintain? You are so calm in your ways. And I'm like, my children was grown when I came to the door, and your children was kids, little ones.
Yeah, they grew up in Doorways.
They grew up. So how do you manage that and still be a lady?
Well, like you said, a lot of this is choice, how we present ourselves in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I've learned is, I'm not one to get all riled up anyway about things, but I've learned it's like, the energy you put out is what everybody else is going to take and feed off of. So if we are indeed in crisis or things are going, the worst thing I can do is be like, everybody, you know, because that's just going to get everybody riled up.
That's true.
Sometimes my job is just to go through and to be calm and to be seen and to let everybody know that everything is okay.
That
is what I need to do that morning, you know. I've learned over the years that it's about less about what I do myself in a role and more about what I can get out of other people who are doing their roles, because they're actually doing the most important work, which is working directly with the residents or working on grants or doing something that is going to further the organization in some way. In regards to, you know, balancing everything, I'd love to say that I've, you know, done a great job at that. I don't know that I always have. you know, I know that I've made some personal sacrifices that nobody else may not ever see, right? Mm-hmm. To my health and other things, because I've worked really long hours or, you know, not been at home or as attentive as much as I would have liked to at times. But I've kind of crossed a bridge where I know that that's not good, and I've made a commitment to myself now to put myself first no matter what. So working out a few times a week is important mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. I maintain that religiously.
That's it.
Just trying to manage that calendar better. But, you know, that's easier said than done now, because it's easier done now. It's more easy now because I put in so many hours in the beginning. You know, I've been role now almost 11 years in this role, let alone the others at the agency. And so when you invest early on, you know, sometimes that pays off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where did you grow up here?
Where did I grow
mm-hmm.
up?
Was it in St. Louis?
No, kind of, sorta. I grew up in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And I moved here as a teenager. And, you know, St. Louis is, I thought I might go away, you know. And I did go away to college, but then I got married young, just like you. I think mm-hmm. you were 19. I made it to 20.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So much further than you. But St. Louis has just been a good home. It was a good place to raise kids. Mm-hmm. It's affordable. It's been good to me. You know, we hear so much, and, you know, we know there's challenges here, particularly around race and class issues and things of that nature. We all know that. But this city has been really good to me. I found opportunity here. Particularly at doorways like you, I just kind of stumbled upon it. It was not my life's plan.
It wasn't mine.
I'm not a social worker by training or any of that, but it's something about it that it pulls you in and gets a grip on you.
It does. It does. It's the mission. It's the mission to help others. Back in the day with a stigma over their head, like they are different. And I didn't like that part. I hate when people say that, or I don't like that, you know. And my family have grown so much, even with me, knowing to learn this situation, to learn this whole thing, to learn. And we all are proud of it now. We are.
You should be.
We are very proud. And let me see.
Brenda, what do you want your legacy to be? I know I'm still in the questions again, and it was supposed to be your turn to ask, but...
That's okay.
What do you want your legacy to be? Because you're the one here with almost 27 years of service, not me.
I want my legacy to be that she did the best she could do. She helped others. And help with her family, raise her family. But she gave so much of herself back to Doorways, because Doorways have given me so much, really. So my legacy would be helping others, always there for somebody else, because something is always there for me. Always helping. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to sit here and look at you.
Yes, ma'am.